Good morning, we're learning Simon Hay. We have to clarify a few points over here. The Shibura in Simon Tafresh Nandvav, that's the Simon in Arachayim, which deals with this halacha of Peter Mitzvah. So he brings a discussion. Till now, we've been discussing the extra cost. We haven't taken into consideration the person's financial situation. Is there a difference between a person who's financially quite well off, and for him, adding more than a shlish is easy? So maybe he should be mechuyev to add more than a shlish. And the opposite, a person who's an ani, and adding up to a shlish is would be very difficult. Maybe he's not mechuyev to add up to a shlish. So, in Siman Tov Reish Nun Vav, in the Bir Halacha Yosef Mishlish, so he points out that in Mishnah Berurah he pointed out that even a person who is financially well off is not mechuyev to send more than a shlish. Again, obviously, if he does do more than a shlish, we already said he gets a reward for that, both in the world to come and this world as well. But he's not mechuyev to do more than that. They said, but what about the other way around? The person who's Muslim also very much from some, he has a very limited funds for food, etc. Does he need to squeeze his life? Does he need to really squeeze himself for a purpose of hiddur? So he says, it seems even chalakis. The Mokhi Yosef and the Ramah said that a person in that situation does have a chiyuv to add shlish. But then he brings from the Marshal, and Yom Shoshlomo Baba Kama disagrees with that. And he brings a rabbi which supports that. Rabbi which supports the Mukhi Yosef and the Ramah. So it's interesting, none of the Rishonim seem to mention this issue. The Mukhi Yosef and the Ramah say that the person is Mukhiyib to. The other Rishonim do not take into consideration the person's financial status. So it seems that they're not differentiating and that we be a chiyuv in that situation, like the Ramah and the Mukhi Yosef. Mekomokim, he says, Yesh lomer the litcha chayyib b'shil hider gam kein heim moidim din tzorech gemor lo ayra b'isha. Because the word's not talking about such a person. Okay. So that's the first point. That a person who would be difficult financially to go up to shlish, you can be mekel and you do not have a chiyuv to go up to shlish. In the Sefer Nesiv Chukecha, he points out, we've been quoting the Sefer Nesiv Chukecha, who has a Sefer on the Chayadim Klal Samaches. So over here, he quotes the Chabad Chaim in his Sefer Avas Chesed. He holds a dikur like the Ramah and the Mukhi Yosef, and it's Mashal Yerushalmi, that you're not mechuyev to be sherel al psach, you're not mechuyev to beg for money for this purpose, but the person is mechuyev for hiddur mitzvah to really squeeze himself and to push himself to be able to accomplish that. So that does give us a window into how Chazal looked at hiddur mitzvah. It's not just something which is a nice thing to do. We discussed before whether it's a chiyuv deraisa. So arguably it's a chiyuv deraisa. It's a chiyuv deraisa which is not ma'akev in the kiyum of the mitzvah, but it is a mitzvah to do that. And the person is mechuyev to spend money on that mitzvah, like any other mitzvah person is mechuyev to spend money. There are limits how far that goes as well. But we do get a window into how significant the concept of hiddur mitzvah is. The next question, which the Sefer Nesiv Chukecha raises, is how do we define the concept of hiddur? So something which halachically is not mentioned is being any way better. If people look at it, it looks nicer. Is that called a hiddur? So I have two pairs of tefillin. Halachically, they're fairly similar in regards to their halachic. One is not more mahudr in regards to its shittas, etc. One of the pairs of tefillin just looks nicer. It has a better, nicer look to it. So people look at it like that. Does the Torah recognize that as a form of hiddur? Or hiddur means that it's within the halachic parameters of hiddur. So he brings rayas that both are true. Hiddur is dependent upon dini haTorah. Whatever the dini haTorah considers something better, that's of course a hiddur. But the fact that it's perceived as being nicer by people is also a form of hiddur. So the Mora says a person buys a talis noya, a more beautiful talis with the mitzvah tzitzis. The point is that it looks nice to people. People think that looks like a beautiful talis, and that's enough to say that it's called that there's a constituted mitzvah in that situation. And so we will clarify some more halachos here for mitzvah. Meanwhile, have a good day.